Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships? What makes them work? How to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Do you want to kiss the single life goodbye and create true, happy, healthy, romantic love in your life? Then you're in the right place. My name's Heather Garbutt, and I'm a love and relationship coach and a psychotherapist of over 40 years. And I'm here to give you step by step how to go about that. Today we're doing R for relationships. Please drop me a like or hashtag replay if you're watching again later. I want to go back though and look at where we began. There's D, which is desire, and the capital of that is defining. D is for defining what you really want in your love life, the qualities of relationship, the qualities of your feelings. And in that particular life, we set out your intention, which is the most beautiful way of deciding and choosing for yourself how you want to live, how you want to be, and how you want to love and be loved. From there, we went into exact, E for exact, and we created a visioning in which you could feel how it felt and how it will feel to be loved and loving in the way that you've described in your intention. We do that because it shifts things in your mind, in your brain, literally shifts things in your brain, creates new pathways, and you start to live from that vision that you have of happy love. And then you start to behave differently. And the universe will then conspire in the most positive way. It will present you with obstacles to overcome or opportunities to grow and to change, to really move from the place that you are now, which if you're listening to this is probably one of anxiety or shame or guilt or fear, apprehension, self-protection. You may not know it, but all of those things will be at play if you really haven't done your work. Don't say it's easy. I've done a lot myself and I'm still a work in progress. But step by step, it's getting better. And I see that for my clients. I just love it. I had 3 marriages last year and 3 get-togethers and a new baby amongst my clients, which just gives me such joy. So self-development's an important part. You need to get to the bottom and, you know, look for the S lives and get to the bottom of the trauma that you may have felt from emotional neglect as a child. Now, this doesn't mean that our parents were bad people. It just wasn't in the zeitgeist. It wasn't in the ether in those days. So often we are neglected children inside and we're trying to have relationships from that place and it just doesn't work. We either give away power and make other people our parents, or we go into a parental role and look after other people and don't get our feelings and needs met. So that's S for psychological development, emotional development, all the self-development you need to really carry you through to wholesome romantic love. And last time we did I for invincible. And this is to really look at what drains you, what holds you back in your life now, and how to become invincible to any negativity. Because as you change, other people may not want you to change. They'll want you to stay the same. They won't want you to be setting boundaries with them. They'll want you to be as overgiving as you always have, if that's your thing. They'll envy you, potentially. And you need to make yourself invincible to being shamed or made to feel guilty or made to feel self-doubting or fearful. All those things that reinforce the way that you protect yourself in love relationships on an unconscious level, of course. You wouldn't be doing it on purpose. And today we're doing R. R is for relationships. So we've done some very profound work on your relationship with yourself and with your heritage from your formative years and the most important people in your life, and the sense that you have made of all of that, and the truth that you felt it to be about you, if you're not worthy or not good enough, any number of limiting beliefs. And we've looked at the legacy of those limitations and tracked some ways to overcome them. This stage is perhaps one of the most simple pieces, relationships. It's a sort of active piece rather than an introspective piece. So you must surround yourself with good support, with people who have like minds, are on this same manifestation journey, the same miracle creation journey, the same determination to grow and change, be the best you can be. It's become a cliche to be the best you can be, because so many people really wanting to do and be that now. That's so beautiful to see. We are part of a wave of love that's passing across the globe, moving back and forth just beautifully with the tides, creating more and more love with each lap at the shore. So you'll notice that you do want to gravitate people towards people who are on similar paths to you. They want to be empowering of you as you are of them. There's a much more even give and take. They help you look after your feelings, needs, desires and aspirations, and you support them with theirs. So that equal flow, the waves back and forth between you. They're excited for you rather than envious of you. And they give to you rather than endlessly ask of you. You may need to really actively search these people out. That might be online, or it might be finding local meetup groups with similar ideals and aims. Sometimes this can be a lonely patch, because you're leaving behind what no longer serves you. And you're moving towards a goal that may not always be in view. It's like trusting a map or trusting your sat-nav. You know it's taking you there, but you can't necessarily see the paths. And some of the roads are windy. So you need to be conscious. You might like to join one of my groups, the Conscious Uncoupling coach-led group, if that's where you are, if you're needing to complete old pieces of relationship. Or you might want to join the Calling in the One group. It's the official coach-led group for Europe and beyond. I would love to see you there. It's my heartfelt wish that each and every one of you watching here today creates that miracle of true love in your life, fulfills your own ambitions, creates a wonderful life in which you are calm, contented, excited, joyful, full of love to give, and really open and receiving of love into your heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of this journey with me. Next time it will be E. E for exact. E for energy. E for enthusiasm. The next piece. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.